Jesus is the only way. Recently, while I was driving, I passed a church sign that said, "Joy is only found through Jesus." I know what they really meant to say is, joy is only found through what Jesus taught us about unconditional giving and forgiveness, through his parables and his examples, and through the teaching and examples of his core message, before it was corrupted and misinterpreted by human beings and religion. The message Jesus taught and demonstrated, his core message of the Golden Rule, is also expressed in other religions besides Christianity. To treat others as I wish to be treated means to unconditionally give to and forgive others. Coming to know the core truth of the Golden Rule gives us the reason to listen to our heart and ignore our powerful, selfish, instinctual drives. But Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and life. No one comes to the Father except through me." He was saying that there is only one truth, and that one truth and one way is to unconditionally give to others and unconditionally forgive others. That unconditional giving and forgiving is the only way and truth. There is no other way. Jesus was not defending all the future Christian denominations, which he did not recommend or promote, but were created and defended by human beings. The core truth that Jesus shared does exist in other religions and in other sources of information. When Christians proclaim that Jesus is the only way, that is taking a "it's my way or the highway" stance, which only serves to create a barrier to entry with an argument that is based on a limited, inaccurate interpretation. Most people who want to argue claim that the truth is not found anywhere else except in Christianity. But the truth is the truth, even when it is available through other sources. A misdirected argument is to say that if you get the truth from another source, you will not be saved. Instead, you will be condemned to hell and an afterlife unless you understand the truth through a Christian interpretation. Furthermore, those rules apply differently throughout the different denominations of Christianity. When outsiders observe this behavior, most of them see it as ridiculous, judgmental, and arrogant. If you learn about the Golden Rule from a source outside of Christianity, and then you live your life by abiding by that rule, will you be damned to hell? I think if Jesus saw people following those truths now, such as Buddhist monks, he would not have any problem or dispute with them. Remember, Jesus did not start a religion called Christianity. That was man's idea. Jesus said, "I am the way." He was not saying that if you find the way through another source, that's not right. That would be arguing just for the sake of arguing. Of course, people do love to argue. Jesus was the ultimate example and teacher of the Golden Rule. He showed everyone that the truth and the way that we need to learn to solve the puzzle here is to rise above our instincts, our sins, or selfish drives that cause us to harm others, and follow our heart's guidance, which is to serve others and not just ourselves. Jesus promoted compassion, understanding, humility, patience, kindness, sacrifice, and forgiveness. Unconditional giving, love, and forgiveness are the only way to attain a spiritual awakening. But this perfect truth that Jesus taught is not perfectly represented by any Christian denomination created by human beings. In Matthew 7:12, New International Version, the Golden Rule is expressed as follows: "So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets." Here are how some other religions express the same teaching. Baha'i: "Lay not on any soul a load that you would not wish to be laid upon you, and desire not for anyone the things you would not desire for yourself." Buddhism: "Treat not others in ways that yourself would find hurtful. Do not offend others as you would not like to be offended." Confucianism: "One phrase which sums up the basis for all good conduct, loving kindness. Do not do to others what you would not want done to yourself." Hinduism: "This is the sum of duty. Do not do to others what will cause pain if done to you." Islam. Not one of you truly believes until you wish for others what you wish for yourself. Jainism. One should treat all creatures in the world as one would like to be treated. Judaism. What is hateful to you, do not do to your neighbor. This is the whole Torah. All the rest is commentary. What you do not wish for yourself, do not wish for others. Maya. You are myself. We are all one. Native spirituality. We are as much alive as we keep the earth alive. Sikhism. I am a stranger to no one, and no one is a stranger to me. Indeed, I am a friend to all. Taoism. Regard your neighbor's gain as your own gain, and your neighbor's loss as your own loss. Unitarianism. We affirm and promote respect for the interdependence of all existence of which we are part. Zoroastrianism. Do not unto others what is injurious to yourself. The prayer of Saint Francis below sums up the entire core message of the Golden Rule. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, I may bring love. Where there is injury, I may bring pardon. Where there is doubt, I may bring faith. Where there is despair, I may bring hope. Where there is darkness, I may bring light. Where there is sadness, I may bring joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. In the last line of this prayer, Francis is referring to a transition and awakening in our current life.